scams and solutions, good deals and bad. Everything you need to know. Here's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new drug to treat a rare form of cystic fibrosis for patients 6 and older. The drug is called Kalydeco, and it's designed to correct a problem caused by a defective gene that results in severe respiratory and digestive problems.
It's actually taking the genetic defect and making it work properly. It's actually getting it to do what it's supposed to do.
Dr. Bonnie Ramsey at Seattle's Children's Research Institute was a principal investigator for clinical trials of Kalydeco.
It's a huge development because it's a whole different treatment approach. In the past, we've been very good at treating symptoms and making quality of life much better, but not treating the basic defect. So this is a totally different approach.
And when you did the testing, the people who were taking this drug, what was the response? How were their lives better?
Well, they actually responded fairly quickly, within about 2 weeks. Their lung function improved, their coughing went down. They tend to get infections and often end up in the hospital, and that was markedly reduced. And they just described their quality of life as having improved.
The Food and Drug Administration called Kalydeco an excellent example of the promise of personalized medicine. Can you explain what that means and why this is so important?
Personalized medicine is, now that we understand, with the human genome being defined, we understand specific mutations, and this is actually directing a treatment to a very specific abnormal gene or protein. And this is the way medicine's going to go as we move forward. And I think it's nice for people to see actually it can pay off. I mean, I think there's been a lot of promises, but this really shows it can work.
This new cystic fibrosis drug, Kalydeco, should be available in the next few weeks. You can find more about it on our website, comonews.com/health. And that's today's Consumer Notebook. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.